I want to welcome every one of us to the service, this crossover service. And not just that, I want to also welcome our online audience, those who are watching from North America, and those who are watching from Africa, and those who are watching from Europe, those who are watching from the Pacific. We have people who normally join the service from Papua New Guinea, from New Zealand, from the US, from Canada, from Europe, and various nations in Africa. And we'd like to welcome every one of you, wherever you're watching. God has given us the great privilege of being one of the very first to enter into a new year. While others are still in their afternoon, maybe in their mornings, or whatever time it is, we're already what? We're saying, it's a new season, it's a new year, fresh anointing, my way, is a season of power and prosperity, is a new season we're stepping into. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And very, very soon we'll be saying Happy New Year. Amen. Let me just give a prophetic report on the past year. Quickly. The year 2023 was declared by the word of the Lord that it would be a year of fulfillment of prophetic promises. It was also declared that it would be a year of laughter and to be a year of supernatural harvest. Why do we do that? So that we need to remind ourselves what he said, so that when those words have come to pass, we will be encouraged and we know that indeed Jehovah speaks, Jehovah hears, and Jehovah speaks, and Jehovah performs his word. Year of supernatural harvest. And in the last 4 months of the year, he said it to be a season of total restoration. July 3rd, year 2022, the Lord spoke to us and said he'll be giving us a campus. And he said it will be 3 buildings. And that one of the buildings will be a school. And one of them will be a studio. And one will be the main auditorium. Those words are declared on the 3rd of July, 2022. In the month of April, we set a goal that between 0 and 2 years, we should be able to step into our campus. But the following month of May, this property showed up. I remember the day we came here and we met with the people who were here. And they said to us that they've been praying. And the real estate expert, the expert, came to look at this and said, the way this place is set up, you only have 1% chance of selling it the way it is. If you want to quickly sell it, break it down, break everything down, turn it into factories, and then the thing will go like that. But the way it is, and they had a big cross in front here. With the big cross you put in here, forget it. Nobody will be interested. They went back to God, and God spoke to them, I will bring the people. And before the month of May, they will show up. And by the end of that month of May, we showed up. Can you put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ? There were people who wanted to turn the place into a reception center. There were people who probably wanted to use the place, turn it into something else. And they came loaded. Everybody say loaded. But we came with grace. We came with grace. And the Lord spoke to them and said, the people that I have ordained to purchase the property, they are the ones who have now showed up, the city of refuge, Melbourne. And by the time we're doing this formal handing over, just this last few days, I was taken to the room where the main track of this ministry used to run her studio, where people will come from all over the world and they were broadcasting. And I'm talking about in the 80s, where they were on, you know, broadcasting. They will invite people broadcasting. Channel 9 used to come here. Channel what? 9 used to come here. You know, so that they could, because they were ahead. The man said, whatever we'll be doing for God, we'll give him the very best. So they were doing everything in an excellent way. They had a school there, just exactly the way the Lord spoke to us. And not just that. Two to three years ago, this facility was upgraded. It's not always been like this. They did the foyer. They did everything. Everything was completed about 2 years ago. And about a year after it was completed, God said, now sell. How do you explain that? How do you explain all of that? Jesus, yeah.
Jesus, yeah. In your special way, what was impossible, you made possible. Jesus, yeah.
How can they change this? They change that? They upgraded? They did all of that? And you now say, sell. How do you explain that? Pastor Ross came to me and said, my friend from New Zealand, he said, God spoke to me. Can I share? Do you remember everyone? And I said, why not? Go ahead and share. And he said, the Lord said to me, he said, for the people of this place, the word is holiness unto him. That there's a setting apart. Just short word, not too long. But you know what that word did? That was the word that God gave the founder of this ministry when the ministry began. That was the word. So the day they were doing the final handing over to us, God brought the word back to them. And the pastor was here on that day. Some of them were here. They captured it. So the last service, they prayed it because everybody was like, oh, they prayed it. They were in shock. It was a confirmation to them that what was taking place was a divine handing over. They left joyous. They left happy. They left. Let me tell you something. This indeed is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. He made it possible. He provided the finances. It's not cheap, but God made it possible. Can you put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ? Further reports on 2023. You know that around the middle or towards the end, we again started hearing that COVID has returned. Did you hear? But in all of that, none of us ended up on admission. None of us ended up on ventilator. God preserved us again, like he did throughout 2020, 2021, 2023. Father, can you put your hands together again for the Lord Jesus Christ? In 2022, I announced to you that our people were giving back to... Oh, you've forgotten. They were giving back to... Girls! Thank you. Girls. But in 2023, God reversed it. We didn't have one single girl. God gave boys. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So for those of us who are planning for 2024, well, we don't know whether it will be boy, girl, or just girls now. Oh, girls. Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And interestingly, the names of the boys were JJJ. Eh? Isn't that interesting? But there was something that we didn't have in 2023, which I believe that we should have in 2024. There was no marriage. Amen. Praise. Let the men stop looking up and start to look. Amen. Because sometimes we keep looking, oh Lord, show up, give up. Yes. He now says, look, do like this now. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So we'll be expecting some marriages in 2024. Amen. Somebody say, but there's nobody yet. Jesus, yeah! Amen. And finally, like I announced to you, no death again. No death again. Can we give a big shout to the Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. You know, we are now heading towards 2024, but every year is different. No 2 years are the same. What has God reserved for us in 2024? You know, the end of 1 year is the beginning of another one. In less than 1 hour, 2023 will fade away like an old garment. But 2024 will roll in. What are your expectations for 2024? What is God saying in 2024? I want us to leave, open our Bible to the book of Isaiah chapter number 6. From verse number 1. Isaiah chapter number 6 from verse number 1. That's where I will start my reading. And Isaiah 6, chapter 6 from verse number 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and its train of the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. And with two he flew. In the year that King Uzziah died. Why did that chapter start like that? Sometimes people have said that Isaiah could not see the Lord until Uzziah had to die. But is that exactly what happened? Who was Uzziah? Who was Uzziah? Praise God. Who was Uzziah? Let's go to the Bible and see. Who was he? Why did his death impact the life of the prophet so much that it became part of the narrative of that chapter? Who was he? Why the impact Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 26. I'll start to read from verse number 1. 2 Chronicles 26 from verse number 1. We're looking at the year 2024. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You are in the best place to enter 2024 in. It's because there are some people who are watching fireworks. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. May God not make you an onlooker. May God not make you a spectator. Are you listening to me? Because spectators don't receive any prize. Many have gone to watch fireworks. They want to see how the fire will work. But you need to become the fire that others will come and watch. I said, you need to become the fire that others will come and watch. Chapter 26 from verse number 1. It reads, and I quote. Yes. Uzziah reigns in Judah 26. I mean, now all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was how many years old? 16, and made him king instead of his father, Amaziah. He built Elath, restored it to Judah, after the king rested with his fathers. Verse 3. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king. Look at that, at that young age. And he reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem. But look at how his reign went. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he saw the Lord, God made him to prosper. Let me say this. You know, I was just sharing this in the afternoon with one of us. Many times we are praying. And there's nothing wrong with our prayers. We're asking God. We say, let us pray. Let us stand. Let us bind. Let us push. And everything like that. You know, but a lot of times, what we need to start to do is just obey what he has said. And it will confirm his word in our lives. So that when we're praying, we're not just praying for ourselves. We're praying for others. And God will use our prayers for others to start to impact our environment. You know the reason why our environment, why our communities, why the nations, why the cities have remained the way they are? Because a lot of prayers are being for ourselves and not for them. So the enemy is just running wild. Running wild because there's nobody checking him. The enemy is running wild. There's nobody saying, stop, don't do that. There's nobody standing in the gap. There's nobody pushing back. There's nobody taking a stand and exercising dominion and authority. Because a lot of time it is me, God, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me. And all you need to do, learn, now it shall come to pass. If you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, is a promise, is a covenant. God says, if you do my word, if you obey my will, I will bless you. So your prayers will be not just, oh God, just for me, just for that. It will be something that God will start to use to bless your environment. That you become the miracle worker and not all the person seeking miracles all the time. As long as he saw the Lord prospered him. Verse number 6. He went out and made war against the Philistines and broke down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabneh and the wall of Ashdod. He built cities around Ashdod among the Philistines. The Philistines are the present Palestinians. That is why what is happening in the Middle East now. You can't resolve it until Jesus returns. In fact, United Nations are not, they are not, they can't do anything. Because you are dealing with what? You are not just dealing with, oh, you know what happened October 7th? October 7th is a result of what has been, of age-old, thousands of years of hostilities that will continue to raise its head from time to time. God helped him against the Philistines. against the Arabians who lived in war. Gobad against the Maonites, verse 8. And the Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah, and his fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for he became exceedingly war strong. He became very prosperous. He became strong. He was seeking the Lord. God was blessing him. He was seeking the Lord. God was prospering. And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, at the corner buttress of the wall. Then he fortified them. Also, he built towers in the desert. He dug many wells, for he had much livestock, both in the lowlands and in the plains. He had farmers, he had vine dressers, mountains, and in camel, for he loved the soil. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men. He was success personified. He was prospering. He was increasing. He was multiplying. Why? Because he what? He kept seeking the Lord. God was prospering him. He kept seeking the Lord. God was prospering him. Let me tell you something. If that's his secret. Amen. In 2024, make his word a priority of yours, so that he will make you his own what? His own priority. Seek the Lord, and you see what the Lord will do in your life in 2024. He had an army, verse number 12. Now you now see, the total number of chief officers of the mighty men of valor was what? 2,600. Those are the chief officers. It's like saying the governors. We don't call them governors here. We call them what? Premiers. How many premiers do we have in Australia? 6. Uzziah had about 2,600. And under the authority was an army of 307,500 that they made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Verse number 14. But Uzziah prepared for them, for the entire army, shields, spears, helmets, body. What is it that they did not have? They lacked nothing. Verse 15. And they made devices in Jerusalem, invented by skillful men. I'm giving you the background. Let's go to 16. Then, Khalid, this is where the problem began. Hello. This is where the problem began. The penalty for Uzziah's pride. But when he was strong in his heart, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord, his God, by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. He was the king, not the priest. He went into the temple to start to burn incense. And the Bible says, because of his pride. Do you know what happened to him? Look at how he started. Look at how well he was. Look at how prosperous he was. Look at what the Lord did for him. Look at everything. So Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him were 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. And they withstood the king Uzziah, don't do that. You are not the priest. Don't do that. And said to him, it is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. You have no honor from the Lord God. What was the response of Uzziah? Hello? Then Uzziah became what? Furious. Who do you think you're talking to? Do you know who I am? If it was just between him and the priest, it would have been okay to an extent. But they were the priest of the Lord. He went to burn incense in the altar of the Lord. So it was between him and who? And the Lord. And became furious. And he had censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priest, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord beside the incense altar. God struck him with leprosy. And you know what? How did it end? And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked at him, and there on his forehead it was leprous. Suddenly, the king with all his garment was carrying leprosy. Suddenly. So they thrust him out of that place. Indeed, also he hurried to get out because the Lord has struck him. And he remained like that till his death. Now, let's come back to Isaiah. Why did that impact Isaiah so much? it was a situation of how could the one who started so well, the nation was prospering, everybody was increasing, how could the situation have ended in this way? You know, and do you know, as the king, the impact of this also will affect the nation. Because the king had become what? Not because of anything, because of his pride. Because of his pride. The situation had become, suddenly the prosperous nation had become, everything was upside down. Suddenly, you know, things that were going on well. Things that were going on well. Because the man became so proud. He forgot where he came from. He forgot the one that was prospering him. My dear ones, when God lifts you up, because 2024 will be a year of lifting. Do not allow pride to set in. God has given us this beautiful place. Many will come from the left. Many will come from the north. Many will come from the south. And they will come to be part of what God is doing here. So, now, don't let circumstances, don't let situations distract you from what God is saying. Because every word that he gives, the enemy will try to contest it. He will contest it by sending his own fog. He will contest it by sending his own cloud. Learn to stand. Learn to stand so that you are not distracted. You are not discouraged. Because if you are distracted, if you are discouraged, you will eventually be denied. I'll repeat. If you are distracted, if you are discouraged, you will eventually be what? Be denied. So don't let. In fact, many, many times, when those fogs look so thick, when the challenges look so formidable, know that the answer that you're looking for is not very far away. So he's throwing his best punch to ensure that you do not stand, to ensure that you are taken out before your testimony results. The Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah what? Saw the Lord. This 2024, you are going to see the Lord. You see him with clarity. You see him very, very clear. You will not walk in darkness. You will not walk in darkness. You have the light of life. You will not take decisions anyhow. You will know what to do. You know the direction to travel upon. You will not be wandering about. You will know what to do in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, everybody said. And the Bible says, he saw the Lord. What did he see? He saw the Lord sitting on a throne. What does that mean? He saw that, who sits on thrones? Kings sit on thrones. Judges also sit. They have their special seats, almost like a throne. You know, it's a, what does that mean? What does it signify? Authority. That look, in spite of the circumstance, the Lord is there sitting on the throne with authority. That you are not alone. You are not alone, my dear ones. No matter the situation, you are not alone. Amen. And because of that, you can turn it around. In Jesus' mighty name. And he saw the sitting on the throne, what? High and lifted up. There's no way you can see the Lord high and lifted up if you have not been lifted yourself. In 2024, it will be a year of lifting and a year of elevation. But now listen to me clearly. Let me explain that to you. Don't just think I'm talking about promotion. Promotion is, yes, you see, the Bible says it doesn't come from the north, I mean from the south, from the east, from the west, but from the north. It's not just you getting promoted in your place of work. This is far, far bigger than that. Because you can get promoted and still you can find the enemy raging, trying to attack, trying to do this. That's why sometimes they say a new level, new devils. Have you heard that before? But I'm talking about a place that the Lord will lift you. Your promotion will not, first of all, just be in the natural. God will start to open your eyes to see. Are you listening to me? Suddenly, you know what to do about situations that has been there for so long. You have struggled with. How do we handle this? Suddenly, you just start to know. Light will come to your heart. Direction will come to you. You will know what. So the victory will not have been just won in the natural. You will have won it in the spirit. And when you win it at that realm, there's nothing that the enemy can do about it, because that is a level that Satan cannot access. That is a level that demons cannot get to. When you win in the spirit, there's nothing the enemy can do about it in the natural. So you learn to lay hold of these things in the spirit. God guiding you, the word of God leading you, showing you what to do, and you lay hold on it and you're acting on it, and that, let me tell you, there's nothing that the enemy can do. With sight, seeing very well, realize that there's a problem with my utterance. I'm a man of unclean lips. Before coming here, I asked the surgeon. I said, I know you are a professional surgeon. You perform operation all the time. I want to perform a spiritual operation here tonight. Is that okay with you? Amen. Praise God. And he said, yes, sir. And I want to, you know, the operation I want to perform. Yes, I'm going to apply hot coal to your lips, to your tongue, because from today, your utterance must change. My utterance must change. You must start to declare concerning your life, concerning your future, what God is saying about it. Let me tell you something. Can I make it so simple for you? Because this is not rocket science. This is not nuclear physics. This is not quantum physics. It is not. It is not. The Lord said to me simply, he said, whatsoever you call your 2024, that is what it will be. He said, whatsoever you call your 2024, that is what it will be. So now, start to call your 2024 what the Lord has called it. Because there's prophetic power in your mouth. After Isaiah, after he saw the Lord, he said, look, you need to change what you have been saying. Change your, turn to your neighbor and say, change what you have been saying. She said, change what you have been saying. I want you to rise up on your feet. Because this old tongue must not enter the 2024. Hello, this old tongue, I'm coming with scalpel, the scalpel of the spirit, because there's something that must change. Many, many times, it's not just devils or demons. Hello, somebody. It is our utterance that have been attracting these demons. By saying all manners of things that you've been saying about yourself, about your future, about your whatever it is, about this thing, what you've been saying. Now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to raise your hands up to heaven and say, Lord, touch my lips. Touch my lips in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch my lips, Father. Father, I sense the presence of angels right now. They are coming in with a scalpel in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm asking to touch the lips of these ones, Father, and cut off every unclean lips, and cut off every wrong lips, and cut off everything that may say wrong things concerning their future, concerning their day, concerning their year. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in Jesus' name, as we enter into 2024 right now, Lord, let this operation be set in place. In the name of Jesus, every wrong thing, every wrong word they've been saying about their future, about their life, about their tomorrow, about their day, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cause a cutting off. We cause a cutting off. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every wrong word, every wrong thing they have said, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, start to pray. Open your mouth and pray. You are leaving this hall with a new set of lips, new tongue, in the name of Jesus Christ, not the old one. Open your mouth. I can't hear you. Maketete liba koto to do 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 do. Masheli kase kete te liba soa. Riba kete te liba soko to loba se sendurian. Mikete te te lika soko loba se kesheria. Rima kete te lika soko loba se kesesesesing. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, lift up your hands. I declare over you that in 2024, you will experience His lifting. You will experience His elevation. You have light and direction. Everything that held you back before now, in the name of Jesus, I cut them off in the spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will increase. You will multiply. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will experience divine elevation. In Jesus' name. I am seeing something in the spirit. And this is what I'm seeing. It's like something is tied. Just like, you know, when like a dog is tied. A leash, you know, a leash. With that, a dog cannot move. It wants to move, it cannot move. Because it's been tied down. It's been tied down. Just like maybe a goat or whatever it is. And I can tell you there's been a tying in the lives of some people. But by the authority of God in my life, I cut that off. I say, I cut that off. I cut that off. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. And with that, I declare to you, yeah. Happy New 2024! On the day this ministry was dedicated, this campus was dedicated, a prophetic greeting was shared with us. And we've been waiting that we'll start to use it when we enter into the campus. Now, for the first time, we're going to declare it. Do you remember? When Dr. Bakari said, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, this is not the way we should be greeting ourselves. Now, I want you to declare it after me, that by the unction of the Holy Spirit,
by the unction of the Holy Spirit,
we declare that the campus of the City of Refuge,
Melbourne,
is a safe place, a place of shelter, and protection from danger and difficulties and challenges of life in the name of Jesus. Now turn to your neighbor and declare it over the person and say, welcome to the City of Refuge campus, a place for citizens, for strangers, for sojourners,
A shelter,
protection,
a
safe place from danger, and difficulties, in the name of Jesus Christ, where provision is available for all people by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And everybody said, everybody say, it's a new season, it's a new day.
Fresh anointing,
flowing my way,
it's blowing my way.
Season of lifting,
and elevation.
Are you ready now?
It's a new season, I'm stepping into.
It's a new season.
It's a new season.
It's a new day. Fresh anointing.
A fresh anointing.
It's blowing my way.
It's blowing my way.
A season of lifting.
It's a season of lifting.
Elevation.
And elevation.
It's a new season.
It's a new season.
Father, I pray right now for your people. Thank you for supernatural lifting. Thank you for elevation. Thank you for opening of doors. Unusual. Father, thank you that because of what you have done here this morning, then the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, the Bible says, unto him has been given the key of David, that when he opens a door, no man can close. And when a door is closed, no one can open it. I declare doors closed against everything contrary to God's will and plan for your destiny. I declare doors closed against poverty, lack, want, sickness. I cancel everything of the enemy that is contrary to you. And I declare over your life supernatural lifting, elevation, in Jesus' mighty name.